Yeah, I've been hearing many things in the past few weeks, certainly for this season, people saying that the club is really going through something of a golden period. And as you mentioned, John, it is very much young local players, people that are playing, which maybe kind of brings us on to, is it worth mentioning Cricket Week? So Cricket Week is taking place. Cricket in Wivenhoe right now, looking through your book, and obviously it's all documented historically, but cricket in Wivenhoe seems to be in a very, very healthy situation as we speak at the moment.
Yes, it is. And judging by the metric of where we stand in the league, it's undeniable. There is a good buzz and feel to the cricket club at the moment. We've got a committee that was relatively new 2-3 years ago that's now hitting its straps, as it were, and doing good things. The second and third 11s are feeding the first 11 slowly but surely. We've got a strong, healthy colt section. On a Sunday morning, the field is abuzz with youngsters playing cricket. We're building up our resources of coaches, qualified coaches. So, yeah, the cricket club is in a very good position. I'll qualify that. I don't want to tempt fate by saying that there are always, always, in any cricket club, the same problems to be resolved. Problems of funding the work that has to be paid for, problems of finding last-minute replacements for Cryoff, persuading people to pay their match fees and their subscriptions, sorting out off-the-field squabbles between people, justifying the arrival of the coaches and sudden arrivals of great players. Things that have been difficult for any club over the years, and we have the same problems at Wivenhoe. But all in all, I'm very pleased with how the club is shaping up at the moment.
And you do have this most wonderful ground and the pavilion as well, which what I think is really encouraging is obviously cricket is the primary reason which is there, but it's also used for other activities such as the monthly comedy nights. I know last night there was a cricket film was shown there, so it's not purely just for the cricket. It just seemed to be a bit of a base in the community, and it's got other possibilities that the space can be used for.
Absolutely, and it's all important revenue to us to be able to let out the premises for weddings, bar mitzvahs and the like.
Comedy clubs,
absolutely, yes. And the film night. I mean, the Wivenhoe moving image. People did a great job yesterday to put on the film of Fire in Babylon about the West Indies sides of the 70s and 80s. So, yeah, the more uses we can find, the better.
Let's talk about, John, so if you want to get involved and if you want to play cricket in Wivenhoe, or if you want to watch cricket in Wivenhoe. So first of all, playing. What is the best entry? What is the best way if you're either a young colt, or perhaps if you moved into the area and you've got ambitions of taking a first team place? Is it quite simple to join the club as a player?
Very simple to join the club as a player. You can always make your first approach either by going onto the Wivenhoe Town Cricket Club website and sending a message to the webmaster, and it'll find its way where it needs to, or come along when there's a game on and just wander up to any of the players, and they'll tell you the name and telephone number of the person you need to register your interest with. If you're a colt, we have a grand colt signing on morning late April every summer, and the colts cricket has more or less finished for this year. So hold your horses and please come back in 2012. When you'll be very welcome, and then we'll slot you into whatever age group and standard you fit. For senior players, we hold net sessions throughout the winter, and anyone who comes along, we'll try and find a way to give them a go in the nets, or even a go in the third 11 to see how they fare and take it from there. But playing membership, always looking for more players.
And you also do encourage, for the non-sporting people, social membership. So it's possible to join, is it, as a Sunshine member? And then I've been on myself. You may feel very, very welcome. You can have a very decent pint behind the bar and then watch cricket on a weekend when it's sunny, which just sounds perfect to me.
It is. And Sunshine members are very, very important to the club as well. There is a social cricket 11 as well that plays on a Wednesday evening, and people that fancy a bit of a go but really, really, really don't think they're up to senior cricket at the weekend can play social cricket. And Ben Mitchell is our senior captain, and we can put you in touch with him if you want to play that. But watching cricket at Wivenhoe, it is a good thing, because to watch Nathan Rabnott and Billy Godleman free of charge in the sunshine at Rectory Road in full flight is an absolute joy to behold. And before that, 20 years ago, to watch Adrian Brown and Andrew Golding, who were two great club cricketers, ex-cricketers, playing free of charge, and for 14 years you could watch them playing free of charge, bowling slow left arm and wicket-keeping superbly well at Wivenhoe. And as I say, today, cricket at Wivenhoe is worth watching.
OK, John, I feel we should perhaps reach some conclusions about the book. What I found really interesting through our conversation, I think this anyway with most sports, but I think it is certainly relevant to Wivenhoe. But sport often does tell the story of a place in itself. And so you can look through town council records, you can look at the way maybe the town's expanded in terms of property and residential areas. But I always think sport is quite essential to any community. Do you think that maybe in your book, although you have focus primarily on cricket, there is something of the story of Wivenhoe, the town itself, and the way it's changed?
Absolutely there is. I did set out saying that I wanted to write a book about cricket, what went on the field. But the more I did my research and the more I started drafting, I realised that was actually not appropriate and not desirable. You can't write about Wivenhoe cricket without writing about Wivenhoe. The effect of the shipyards, the problems when the shipyards began to fall in decline, the effect of the church community on the village, the relationship with the football club, the Wivenhoe Cricket Club fate, which we haven't even mentioned, which was part of Wivenhoe folklore for 30 years or more. All of these things are more about Wivenhoe as a community than they are about cricket, and all of them are covered in the book. So despite my avowed intent to write only about Wivenhoe cricket, I have written about Wivenhoe, the community and its cricket club, and I've absolutely no doubt that the book is a better product for that.
And people might have seen these amazing posters that have appeared around the town, such as in the post office, around some of the pubs. And so this picture, which is, I guess, a lot of famous faces in the past, have been put together and assembling a huge, big team photo. What's the story behind that, and how's that put together? Because I think it's really an image which is worth looking into.
And I'm very pleased you reminded me of that, Jason. That picture was put together by my youngest daughter, Amy, and I'm not sure that I've given her the credit she deserved for it. I paid her for her labours, but she deserves probably more credit than that. She's a Photoshop genius, and I started to suggest that could we put this player next to this player next to this player? And over the course of, she built it up over several weeks and months even, I would say, well, this player needs to go in. Can you put this player in? And slowly but surely, she assembled this photoshopped team picture. I call it the 100-year-old team picture. I think there's 70-odd players in it. And there are, the criterion for being in that picture was that you had to be a senior cup winner, senior captain or senior officer of the club over the last 100 years. And whilst I haven't managed to get everybody in, because I haven't got pictures of everybody, I have managed to get 70-odd, or more correctly, my daughter Amy has. She's actually put this 100-year-old team picture on a background of the club pavilion, and we've done a nice big board of that, poster board, to go into our marquee for Cricket Week, and we'll be selling copies of that team picture. I'm guessing that those that are on it might want to buy nice glossy photographs of the team picture. Others may not be so interested, but it's certainly a fascinating record of the names and faces who've been with no cricket for 100 years.
Yeah, I think it's a wonderful image, and when I saw it, I was really captivated by it. I think, yeah, it's really worth checking out, if you can maybe try and buy a copy of the book and also the picture as well. We've got asked, John, how long did it take to actually research and write this book?
Well, I started in the spring of 2010. Sue Halsey, many people in the village will know Sue, wife of Andy Halsey, ex-Wivenhoe president who died some years ago. Sue Halsey called together 30 or 40 retired officers and players of the club at two evening sessions that she hostessed in spring of 2010, and introduced the idea of the project, and I got enough support and encouragement that I was up and running from that moment onwards, really. And so, let's say from about March 2010 through until the launch, which is essentially early August 2011, is the sort of 18-month period it's taken me. Of that, I would say 15 months, a year to 15 months with research, was research and writing, and the rest was production. And my research, I should say, didn't just take me through Colchester Library and Essex Records Office. There were some things I needed to go to the MCC Library at Lourdes for. And one thing I needed to check out whilst I was in Australia last December. I was there for the Ashes, and I knew that our second ever president was an Australian, born in a suburb of Melbourne called Toorak, born in 1845. And I went to the house he was born at and had a picture taken of myself outside James Jackson's house on the eve of the day that we retained the Ashes at Melbourne. And I've made that gratuitous reference in the book in order that I can slightly irritate my Australian friends. And we love the Australians that play at the club. We have some cracking Australians. Anyway, I've made that gratuitous reference. But I even researched the Jackson family at the Melbourne Cricket Ground Library when I was there in December last year. So my research has taken me far and wide. I mean, I could have kept on going forever, because my 271 capped cricketers, each and every one of them, I'd love to know a lot more about their lives. But perhaps that's another book.
And I was going to say, is there a volume two, maybe in 10, 20, 25 years' time? I think, obviously, if cricket continues to be played at Rectory Road, then it deserves to be documented.
Well, that would be nice. I like to think that one of the up-and-coming youngsters will pick up the mantle and run with it. I shall certainly keep the statistics live and hand them over on a plate, should one of the youngsters ever want to do it. If you are talking sort of 20, 30 years' time, I'll be either departed this planet or a funny old thing, I'm sure, so it won't be me. But if it wants to be done, then that would be a great thought.
Okay, John, well, we need to really let people know more about the book, where they can buy it from, all the details. So it is The Story of Wivenhoe Cricket. It's been written by John Wiseman. The publisher, can we mention that?
Your publisher is Oxford Publishing Services, a small independent based in Oxford. So Oxford Publishing Services.
And good places to buy the book. So I imagine Wivenhoe Bookshop could be a good port of call, and any other routes or any of the places where people can maybe purchase the book.
Yeah, well, the book can, as you say, be purchased from Wivenhoe Bookshop. Red Lion Bookshop in Colchester have said they want to stock the book as well. Or if you want to buy one directly from us, then feel free to telephone either me or Sue Halsey. My phone number, for those that want to phone me, I'll give you my mobile, is 0771 613329, and the book costs £20. And assuming you're vaguely local to Wivenhoe, postage and packing is free. We'll find a way to get it to you. But the book is 220 odd pages long. I think there are 90 illustrations and stats tables. It's hardback with a dust cover, and some marvellous pictures, well reproduced by Oxford Publishing Services, in my view.
Or even, I think, just probably go along to a cricket match at Rectory Road, go to the Wivenhoe Town Cricket Club website, see where the fixtures are. It's most weekends. And imagine if you just go around and walk and talk to a few people, you could be with a chance of perhaps ordering a copy there.
Well, of course, yes. If you go to the cricket club and find any of the cricketers, I like to think they've got the common sense to take your name and address, pass it to me, and I'll make sure you get a copy. We probably won't stop them behind the bar at the cricket club, because the bookshops will do a better job of that than us. But any of us at the cricket club, speak to us and you'll get a copy.
Okay, John, well, maybe if we end it there. I found that genuinely really, really quite fascinating. What I've liked is almost this lineage that you mentioned about the Butler book, The Story of Wivenhoe, and then how your own idea flowed out of that. And I've got a copy of the Butler book. I have been reading it, and I can just see those parallels. And I wouldn't say it was frustration with the Butler book, but being a sports fan myself, I wanted a bit more to be about sport. And so I think you've done what seems to be an amazing job in covering cricket in Wivenhoe. And as we mentioned, it isn't just about cricket, it's really a social history of the town told through a sporting perspective. So thank you for your time. So that has been With Chat for One More Week with John Wiseman, talking all about the story of Wivenhoe cricket. Please do buy the book. And if you've enjoyed this conversation, if you want to maybe come forward and put yourself forward for a chat, I'm always keen, always looking to speak with anybody in the town who has got a similar story to tell. And you can get in touch. It is as simple as emailing me. It is jason@radiowivenhoe.co.uk. I'm sure we can arrange something. Very relaxed, very informal. I'll even make you a cup of tea and we can sit down and have this kind of chat. Okay, John, so thank you for your time. That really has been very, very interesting. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.